Party. Freddie Etabi's song today addresses the critical issue of the closure of schools for whatever reason, arguing that the matter goes beyond mere administrative compliance. He concludes that it touches the core of our commitment to providing quality education for all. His viewpoint.
Education is a bedrock of any society. It shapes the young minds of our children, equips them with the skills they need for the future, and instills in them the values that give support to our communities. However, the recent closure of schools of both the basic and secondary education sectors due to non-conformity with educational standards and regulations in force poses a serious threat to this foundational pillar that is education. The ministers of basic and secondary education, in a bid to ensure quality and safety, have taken stringent measures against schools that fail to meet required standards. This includes proper infrastructure, qualified teachers, adherence to the national curriculum, and adequate facilities. While these regulations are in place to protect our children and guarantee high standard education, the school closures are not without repercussions. But let us first begin by acknowledging the rationale behind these closures. Schools that operate without the necessary approvals, that lack basic amenities such as clean water and sanitation, or that employ unqualified teachers, cannot provide a conducive learning environment. The health and safety of pupils and students are top priority. Furthermore, schools that deviate from the national curriculum undermine the standardization of education, leading to disparities in the knowledge and skills acquired by the learners. However, the abrupt closure of these schools leaves many parents and students in a state of uncertainty. Thousands of children are now left wondering where they will learn, and parents scrambling to find alternative schools that meet the required standards. This disruption to the academic calendar can have long-lasting effects on the students' education and future prospects. This then begs the question, are there more strategic or less disruptive ways to address the non-conformity in schools? Could there be an organized approach to compliance that allows schools to rectify their deficiencies while continuing to operate under close supervision by the authorities of the concerned ministries? One potential solution is to provide a period of grace for schools to meet the standards. During this period, the concerned ministries could offer support and guidance to help these institutions of learning improve. This approach would minimize disruption and ensure that children do not lose valuable learning time. Another important aspect is increasing government investment in public education. It is mostly privately owned schools that sprang up to fill the educational gap that are facing closure. If the government invests more in public schools, improving their infrastructure and ensuring they have dedicated teachers and adequate resources, it can provide a viable alternative to private and denominational institutions. Furthermore, there should be a concerted effort to engage with all stakeholders, including school administrators, teachers, parents, and students. Dialogue and collaboration can lead to innovative solutions that address the root causes of non-conformity without resorting to closures. Also, a transparent and fair inspection process is crucial. Schools must be given clear guidelines on the standards they are expected to meet, and the inspection process should be consistent and impartial. Finally, the role of community involvement cannot be overemphasized. Local communities should be empowered to be active in monitoring and supporting schools. Parent-teacher associations and local education committees can play a vital role in ensuring that schools stick to standards and provide a safe, healthy, and effective learning environment for children.
Freddie Etabi-Song, editorialist, director